So now they've revealed themselves because Helen of Troy is supposed to be the most beautiful woman in ancient Greece. And they're like, how do we pick the ugliest, least feminine representation? And they picked a black woman because that's what they believe is the opposite of the most beautiful woman. So they are freaking lunatics.
Welcome to the show, everybody. We've got a fun one today because we're living in the Weimar Republic and everybody's still getting on with life as if we can live with a billion Indians infiltrating every last aspect of white society and keep functioning like an actual civilized nation. Now, I'm coming in a little hot, but this episode is really going to be dedicated to feminism and its lies that we see all around us, which women are burying their heads in the sand and pretending that it's something else. It's men again. It's something else. We're not fat. That's not the problem. We're not whores. And we're gonna break down those lies with a few fun video clips from social media. I'm trying to make this fun and exciting for everyone. As you guys can see, I did not actually literally blow up. I posted a fun AI-edited picture. A fan edited a picture of me from my Kill Tony appearance. Let's get on. I'm trying to get settled here, George, okay? Here we go. Fan edited a picture of me from my Kill Tony appearance from 4 years ago. I was a little chunkier, not as chunky as they made me in that picture. And then I posted it as a fun joke. Cause why? Cause that's funny to me. It's funny to have a big fat picture of me. And you know what happened? I gained like 3,000 followers from a AI edited picture. So men, you know, I'm blaming women here, but like you're a little bit of the problem too. We can't have you gassing these fat bitches up online by liking pictures where they're clearly like two steps away from dying of diabetes, okay? So you guys need to cut the shit also. But anyway, let's get into the show. This was a video that came across that really, really drove home how far into the Weimar Republic we are and how a lot of this is because you dummies gave women equal rights.
What's the hardest part about dating in Miami?
The hardest part about dating in Miami is all the girls selling pussy. It's not dating no more.
Every girl is out here selling.
My cousins, my sisters, man, niggas' mamas, everybody out here in Miami, from the mamas to the daughters to the everybody selling pussy.
How the hell did you come to that conclusion?
Because I done bought all the pussy in Miami.
So you buy?
I done bought Spanish pussy, black pussy, Chinese pussy, Australian pussy, European pussy, like dog, I done even bought German pussy.
What happened to finding your wife, meeting her out, taking her on a date, and then seeing if something real happens?
That shit don't exist no more. That shit is extinct, bro, like dinosaurs. Wives is like dinosaurs. The bitches is extinct. You either buying the pussy or you ain't getting it.
Is it that you see a girl and you're like, here's $2,000. Come, let's go have fun.
I mean, you could go that way. Well, you just get a cash for the ass. But some girl.
You know, ain't no girl charging $2,000. Nobody's paying those prices, ladies. Nobody's paying those prices because you flooded the market with a cheap supply. And now you can't even get 20 bucks for your kitty cat. $2,000, please. I know some girls want, not me, I'm special. Sure, honey, sure. You'll be special for like the first 5 clients. And then after that, you just used up, dried out, and nobody wants you.
Girls, you buy them stuff, like you take them to Chanelli, you take them out to the nice restaurants, you might buy them cars, you might pay their bills. It's like all kind of different ways to trick. I'm a trick.
You're a pro trick.
Trick or treat, give me something good to eat.
For people who don't know what tricking is, what does it mean?
Tricking is when you spend your money on the to get the pussy.
So why do you think there's a lot of shame in tricking?
Because niggas can't afford to do it.
That's it.
No, there's shame in it because you have now taken a sacred human relationship between man and woman and debased it to a currency that every day is worth less and less. And I believe him because if you guys have been out on the street, you'll see, just look at over here. Look at the way the women are going out. Half her titties are out. You can see her ass. And this is normal, by the way. This is considered normal, okay? I wear a little bit, sometimes a little scoop top, and that would have gotten me stoned like 150 years ago. You understand? And I'm frankly, I think they had it right. Because, by the way, the biggest slut shamers of women were other women. And we were tricked into thinking that this was because they were haters and all this stuff. And that's not what it was. They were protecting the market. Women understood that if one of these hoes goes out and starts hoeing it up, the rest of us are going to have to start hoeing it up too, or we're never going to get any attention. So we used to have to, everything was covered, the wrists, the ankles, and the up to here, and the neck, and the bonnet. And the first woman who hemmed her dress just a little above the ankle was showing it on the streets. That's when we were like, that's it. Now we all have to have ankle dresses. Now we all got to show our ankles because all the guys in the neighborhood are looking at the girl who's got her ankles out because men are visual creatures. And on some level, they're also retarded and didn't understand what they were doing. And then some other chick, the hoe on the block, goes, ankles? Where did you get a lot of these calves? And now we're in a place where you go out and women just got nipple covers on, if we're lucky, and men don't even care anymore because everybody's doing it. The ones that aren't doing it, maybe we're going backwards now. Maybe we're starting to look at girls who are covered up. Maybe the nuns are going to start being the ones that everybody wants because we know they at least have some virtue and purity, and they're not out here selling themselves for the highest bidder. And a lot of times it's just like any bidder. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. And if you're enjoying this content and you're like, man, I want more. I want more Leonardo, raw, uncensored, nothing beeped out. Go to my website, leonardoisfunny.com. Why do we want to go there, Leonardo? Why should we go to your website? First of all, I'm glad you asked. There's really great things on my website. Like, you can just register to make an account and you'll be on my mailing list, which means you'll get a notification when I'm coming to your city. And I know a lot of you guys want to see me live because trust me, it is a good time. So, and then you can click on my tour dates. But what's really great on my website is you can get my premium membership and you can use promo code Leo for a discount off your first month. What is awesome about my premium membership is that I have exclusive content that I do not release anywhere else. It is for members only. I save my spiciest discussions, my uncensored talks, where I don't have to worry about getting banned for my website. And it's a great way for you guys to support what I do and fund my next adventure in life. So this is my rant. This is my rant because you go online and you see girls saying stuff like this. You go, girl. Get it. Own it. Own it. And they're always doing this when the woman is gross and disgusting and fat and sloppy. But if a really like good-looking girl comes on their feed, they all attack her. But for the most part, you know, if a girl wants to wear revealing or slutty clothing, all of her friends back her up because they're all doing it too. And what they don't understand is what's happening is that now everybody is selling themselves in one way or another. And that's why I played this video all the way through, because you see, it wasn't just like, hey, it's not just girls walking on the streets like as actual prostitutes that you go up to, you negotiate. You have to do, you're doing like a different kind of prostitution where you are wooing them with what you can buy for them, right? And then they're going to decide how much of themselves they're going to give you, which usually it doesn't really take much, right? So now, and Miami is probably the epicenter of this because it's such a shallow, I mean, there's a few places in America that I really loathe. Miami, Vegas. Vegas is another one because it's exactly the same. But you just see the complete debasement of humanity into nothing but animal lust instincts. So while the women are over here complaining about how the men just want to use them for their bodies, the women are no better because you're just using the men for their material goods. I don't understand how that makes you any better. And I just don't like where we're going with this because, you know, it's also predicted, by the way, lots of Christian monks talked about how we were going to get to a time where not even the youth would be virgins, and they were lamenting about what this meant about the human condition. If you don't have an understanding about the value of a human being that comes from a religious framework, right, like Christianity, that says each human is made in the image and likeness of the Creator and therefore has inherent value and purpose, then the idea of like people just casually hooking up with each other physically doesn't mean anything to you. You're like, so what? Who cares? You're not really doing anything. But if you understand that each person has inherent value and that the act of physical union with someone is can be, you know, a really great thing, but it can also be a really debasing thing depending on the intention that you go into it with, what you're doing. Like people just hooking up to satisfy their physical needs are reducing themselves and the other person into nothing but a means to an end, into an object. And so that mentality, which is born out of this hookup casual culture, which comes from feminism, telling women that they're being sexually empowered by having a bunch of sex with guys who don't give them anything, don't even give them respect, is somehow freeing. That kind of mentality was born, and then it's now you see it manifesting in every interaction between men and women, to the point where it's like, I don't really care who you are as a person, if we get along, if we're thinking about having a relationship, like I'm now negotiating with you whether you can use my body, depending on how many resources you bring to the table. And women like are online telling other women to do this, telling other women to like look at men for what they bring to the financial table, which I'm not saying it's not important, because you don't want a deadbeat. You don't want a loser who doesn't want to work and doesn't want to support his wife and his kids, because that's a whole other problem. And those men exist. But I actually think that those men are able to function and prosper more in this kind of environment than they ever would under the most restrictive, oppressive, patriarchal system. You know, one of my issues with you ladies is that you complain so many times about the symptoms of the feminists' problems, right? But you blame it on the patriarchy. You make it seem like all these things that you don't like is because of the patriarchy. And I'm here to point out that it's actually because of the woman-dominated spaces in which women are voting for policies that they have absolutely no concept are causing the exact problems that they're complaining about, like the explosion of women getting assaulted in England, right? In America, the explosion of women not feeling safe when they walk at night. You go, hey, guess what? That's what happens when you let criminals off with no bail because you feel bad because of racial injustice. Yeah, ladies. Yeah, that's not the white males, okay? Nobody's ever walking through a suburban town of Idaho going, ooh, I hope a gang of white dudes don't come up on me and give me directions. Nobody's thinking that. I'm not saying that white people don't do what they do, because we know we've had, you know, like Ted Bundy and crazy serial killers. Obviously, overwhelming assaults that happen on women are happening from certain demographics, and ladies can't be honest about that, because in their little Marxist training, being racist is actually is worse than being. Let's remember to support our sponsor, AntelopeHillPublishing.com. Publishing the kind of books you should be reading, but you'll never find in your local library. One of their newest books is called Germany in Stalin's Crosshairs by Bernard Schwipper. And it's discussing why Germany went to war when they did, and how it was an actual war of defense against communist Russia, who we magically allied with and then became enemies with. It's so curious, isn't it? So please check out Antelope Hill Publishing. They are a really great sponsor of mine. They publish books that I think really should be in the public education system. If you're homeschooling your children, you should get your books from here. And they actually give us a version of history that is more aligned with the truth than what you're going to find in the textbooks that Ghislaine Maxwell's dad sent to your school. So this was fun for me, though. This was fun to see the truth, because there are these videos coming out of girls proposing to their boyfriends. And look, that grosses me out, because for lots of reasons, we're going to get into it. But what's so amazing is to see how many women are grossed out by this, while at the same time crying about equality, crying about wanting the same opportunities and rights as men. But then this is something that they're still like, oh, old school trad, the guy's got to propose. So it's like, hey, bitches, hey, what are we doing here? Are we ready to stop pretending that what you're crying about is wanting equality? Because let me tell you something, you don't want equality. Here we go. Let's play this video, because this was fun for me.
Here it is. Look
what I found. Oh, wow, your wallet.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Whoa, whoa.
Why you beat me too?
Yay!
That's my job. That's my job.
I always knew we were gonna be the opposite of what's normal.
Yeah. Woo!
Now, even the guy doesn't like this. He's like, he's trying to play it off, but you could tell he's embarrassed. He's like, that's my job. She beat me to it. I don't know what he is. Also, men, okay, you look, I understand you want to go to the beach and you got to wear sandals. Not flip-flops, dude. Or get some manly flip-flops. Like, whatever this, like, skinny thong. Just, like, don't do it. It's embarrassing, okay? It's embarrassing. Now, you know, for all the women talking about female empowerment, go, girl, do you. We got to see these comments, okay? We got to see these comments. I would rather rake an ocean with an eyeshadow brush before I propose to my husband. May this love never find me. See that ocean back there? I'd rather mop that before doing this. By the way, women lack all kinds of creativity. I've seen this comment so many times, I'd rather mop the ocean, and they all just take it and then repeat it. A lot of girls are just hating on what? Social norms. We got to see if that's a girl or a guy. You'll seriously hold on to your love life and not chase a person you want to spend your life with because of social norms. Props on her. This is a guy. This is a guy. And this is what I'm telling you, ladies. Feminism is for men. Feminism benefits men. Okay? Because let's just look at it objectively. What did feminism actually result in? Women sleeping with men before marriage. So before they got secured a commitment, they were giving their bodies away. Women going to work and now also being financially responsible for the household. Women voting and then ended up voting for policies that actually hurt them because they're not smart enough to realize that's what's going on. I would like to see, please tell me if after women voted, the penalties for essaying a girl, kidnapping and all that stuff got more or less severe. Did the policies on the kinds of people we would let into the country get like we're letting better people in for women or worse people in for women? Did the policies for men having to take care of their families get better or worse? Now you're going to say, oh yeah, it got better because of divorce laws. Divorce laws can also be used against women if women make more money. You got to see how many women are pissed off when they got to pay alimony because they married a deadbeat. So the effects of feminism benefit men who now get to sleep with women with no commitment, don't have to support their women because they're not having children. They're just sleeping with as many women as they want. Lots of women now are lonely because they've given their bodies. Before, men, yes, they could hire a hooker. They could go pay for a hooker, right? But that was still looked down upon. And it wasn't like they couldn't get the girls they wanted. Now men can get to sleep with the girls they want without giving them anything. And ladies are like, well, I get it too. I get to sleep with as many guys I want. Okay, ladies. Let's just be honest for a second. If after you have a casual encounter with a guy, you feel good about yourself or not good about yourself, and you're going to say, oh, it's because of social engineering. We've had 70 years now of women being able to do what they want without shaming them. What's the social engineering? Or is it maybe because you feel like, I just gave something of myself to someone who doesn't care about me, okay? And this is not preaching from holier than thou, because I was a retard too, who did all the same things that the feminists preach. The difference is I'm not continuing on that line and telling other young girls to do the same thing because it makes me feel better about myself. This is a problem that you will see with older feminists, okay? Older feminists will end up alone and miserable. And instead of acknowledging that they had made the wrong decision and changing their life and trying to help the youth not to make the same mistakes, no. They double down. They tell other girls to do the same thing because misery loves company. And then they think, well, if we make this normal enough, then what I did won't be a problem. And also I won't have to feel bad because there's going to be other people also alone in their 40s. And I don't care what the empowered girlies tell you, no one wants to be alone in their 40s. No one really wants to be childless. No one wants to have a string of bodies of men who got what they wanted from them with nothing in return. No one wants this, okay? Imagine proposing to a man in thong sandals. What did I say? I'd rather sweep the desert. I'm reporting this. She flew him there too. He'll make a great wife. I wonder what color he's going to wear at the wedding. May this desperation never find me. Get up. Get up, right? We feel the cringe. Here's another example of a woman who proposed to her boyfriend in Tunisia, at the Tunisia versus Netherlands World Cup in Kansas City. And what is the first comment? Someone please delete this post before men start thinking this is okay. And that's what I'm telling you, ladies. Somebody should have deleted the feminists before they made it acceptable to do all the things that hurt women. And I'm not going to lie, this is freaking cringe. know if this is like the latest thing in the side, like they're trying to make this normal, but this is super, super cringe. Again, right when I tell you, I'd rather mop the ocean. If a guy doesn't propose to you, it's because he doesn't want to. Do not take matters into your own hands and propose to him. This is so not cute. I'd rather cook rice one grain at a time. Let's not normalize this behavior. But you want to normalize all the other behavior, right? You want to normalize going around and sleeping with a bunch of dudes because you want to be like the dudes who get to sleep with a bunch of women and have no problems with it. You want to normalize earning as much money as men and being promoted to the same higher offices as men, right? You want to normalize every other aspect of male-female dynamics except responsibility. And this is the part you're not going to like, ladies. You are responsible for this. I agree with this woman that if a man is not proposing to you, it's because he doesn't want to. But what this, why you're objecting to this has to do with a fundamental aspect of the relationship between a man and a woman that feminism tries to deny and destroy, which is that the man is the buyer. That's right. The man is the buyer. You are the seller. Okay. And the reason he's the buyer is because he has to choose who is the type of woman that I want to be responsible for financially, physically. Like, you know, when you're walking down the street, it is your man's job to protect you. That's why women are grossed out by weak men in thong sandals. And you can't force someone to buy something. And so when we see these women proposing to a man, it's so cringe because it's like you're forcing this man to buy you, and that's not what he wants. And the thing is that you could have avoided all the time you wasted with this man who didn't want to buy you if from the beginning you were not putting out. And it doesn't matter what the little Jews on your television tell you, that doesn't matter, but just do whatever you want, right? Or that Call Her Daddy podcast where she goes out there and tries to be like, sleep with as many guys as you want. Meanwhile, she's getting married and has a kid. Okay, so it's for you. Rules for you. We do what we want because we want to destroy you. But it doesn't matter that they're telling you that because that's not true. And any girl can tell you that if she's tried this policy where, you know, she's, because look, that this is now, remember what I said about the slippery slope into nothing? All the girls are sleeping with the guys on the first date. So if you don't want to do it, he's going to go find someone else that he could do that with. That's the truth. This is why we need to bring slut shaming back. This is why women used to shave the heads of slutty women and throw feces on them. I'm making this up. I don't know if any of this is true. I saw it in a movie once. Who knows? Okay. But it was because their actions were making it harder for other women to secure the kind of relationship that they wanted, that is the backbone of a healthy civilization, from men. If there are these floozies going around flinging their vaginas at any man with a few dollars in his pocket. But any girl will tell you that if she was in the dating market and you know, the guys are going to do what they're going to do. They're going to try to hook up with you. And she was like, hey, you know what? I don't really do that outside of a committed relationship that's headed towards marriage. Those are the words. I don't sleep with someone outside of a committed relationship headed towards marriage. And that's like being in between the trad and where we're at, because we can't lie right now and pretend like we're somehow going to go back to all being virgins again. That would be awesome. I'm not even kidding. That would be awesome. Okay. You will see the men who were like, you're like, oh no, I don't want to scare him. Scare him. Because that guy's a loser or somebody who just wanted to use you anyway. And if the guy has any value, he's actually going to go, oh, wow, like, I respect that. That's not what I want with you. It's not going to make him. You got to get this idea out of your mind. Like, you saying that to a guy is not going to make him want to take you seriously. Guys kind of know whether they want to take you seriously or not based on how they've assessed you. okay? But what you're doing is for you, because you don't know which ones are the guys who want to take you seriously or not. That's the truth. And you think you do, but that's because you're lying to yourself, because we're really good at lying to ourselves because we don't really like to handle the truth. But when you say that to a guy and he doesn't want that, you're going to see the fear. I'm just not ready for anything like that. Now, some guys will lie because they're sleazy, which is why you can't just be like, you can't just be like, oh yeah, okay, you said you want that, so we'll do it. No, you've got to see action, right? But that's that, and then by the way, you're going to avoid this situation. And it's unfortunate because we wouldn't be in this situation if we hadn't been the descendants of a generation of women who gave away sex and under the guise of like free love and we're free, right? It was understood. It was understood that if a guy was pursuing you, he was pursuing you for a serious relationship, for marriage. There wasn't any of this, we're just hanging out, we're having a good time, 7 years later, no proposal, no kids. And remember, guys don't have the same, I mean, guys do still have time pressure. Sorry, guys, I know you think you just can do whatever you want, but that's not true. Also, like, your sperm gets old and that leads to autistic children and all the stuff, okay? But they still have a bit more freedom and leeway than women do when it comes to time. And so ladies, you're gonna have to be your own champions, because you said you didn't want the patriarchy. You said you didn't want your dads protecting you. You said you didn't want your brothers protecting you because you thought it was oppressive, as if like random guys that you're not related to are gonna care more about you than your own blood. Like, it's just not gonna happen. So this was fun. This was a fun thing to see with the feminists, okay? And here's another aspect of the lies that women tell themselves that really is quite upsetting. This is one of the things that goes so hard on women with, is because they lie. They lie to themselves and they lie to each other, okay? And then that's not helping. It helps you like in the first few moments where you feel good, but ultimately you're leading your friends to destruction. Like, and this is why, you know, it's hard to find good female friends. I do have a good female friend who tells the truth. Like, she'll tell you the truth. And I don't think she's going to mind me telling the story, but her friend was married for some odd number of years. And then my friend was not married, and she was telling her how she wants to get married. And her friend goes, oh God, no, don't get married. I want to leave this and just have a string of lovers. And my friend, who's honest, just looked at her and go, who do you think's out there? You think you're going to have a string of Don Juans? You're 47 years old with 4 children. Like, you know what you're going to get? You're going to get a vegan in a polyamorous relationship who probably doesn't even take care of their body odor. And it was like a wake-up call. Because, yeah, because women are watching these movies and they're watching like, ooh, the Spanish bullfighter who's going to come and woo me. It's like, you're not a princess trapped in a tower who everybody wants. And also, by the way, that only happened when they were maidens. Like, nobody was fighting a dragon for some 37-year-old pussy that's already been had by, like, the whole village, right? That's just not happening. Let's just be honest. So you can't go back in time and become a maiden again. And honestly, getting married, having kids, like, there's a reason that people did that for generations and that society functioned. And there's a reason that everything's breaking down now when everybody's just giving everything away for free and nobody's thinking about the future and everybody's just miserable. So here was another awesome moment where this obese woman decided that she was going to go on a really serious rock climbing journey. Now, if you're looking at her, you're going, hey, lady, hey. Have you ever walked more than 10 consecutive blocks without getting out of breath? No, then maybe this is not the adventure for you. But girls be girl bossing, and don't you dare be telling her that she can't do something that is actually physically impossible for her. And by the way, when she can't do it, you're going to have to go rescue her. So this was fun.
I'm Grace, and this is me hiking a trail. I mean, before I hike a trail.
So obviously somebody edited that to show a cow. So obviously, look at, there's her guy. I don't know this guy. I don't think it's her guy, but he's not stressed out. He's angry because he's like, hey, you fat hard. What are you doing? You should have known you couldn't do this. Why are you pretending that you're some athletic champion? Because in your mind, you want to be that. And now we have to get the park rangers to come in because Grace had heat exhaustion and they have to call search and rescue. And then she's got to be airlifted out of the park. Signs of heat stroke because she's fat. And what does her female friend say? Let's listen to that again. You got it, Grace. Don't feel bad about the thousands of dollars you just wasted in ruining our hiking trip. What matters is that you believed in you. Stop believing in you. Stop. Man, if you want to believe in you, believe that you can lose weight and do it. Go on a hike when you're 160 pounds, not 260. What's going on? I'm losing my mind here. See? See, because that fat woman is the problem, but her enabling friend who can't tell her you're not in the shape to do this is also the problem. She's cheering her on because she doesn't, I don't want her to feel, she should feel bad. She should feel humiliated. She should feel like putting the cupcakes down because it's embarrassing. Yeah. Yeah, that's the kind of things you can't stop people from feeling the effects of their actions. You're not helping them. And if this wasn't a Western country, she just would have died, which, you know, maybe some could argue would be better. I'm not going to say that because I'm not so inhuman. But you ruined everything for everyone. And it's a metaphor. This is the Medicaid system. You're too fat to take care of yourself and you want free health care. No. So cut the shit, ladies. Cut the shit. Here's some more shit you're doing, okay? This is a multi-level marketing scheme that they're advertising by showing you a bunch of boss bitches who are making a ridiculous amount of money. Here we go. We got Shelby. She's a sales mom. She's a millionaire by age 22. Shelby was probably the most attractive of the bunch. I think I'd put her at, she's pretty attractive, maybe an 8. I couldn't get a good clear cut on her face. Okay. And it's all downhill from there. Lucy makes 15K a month. She works 30 hours a week. Okay. That's kind of crazy money. Crazy money. Lindsay, 14K a month. Lindsay almost looks like a man. Don't worry though. She's making a lot of money. Jalen, because we got to have some diversity, 23K a month. Okay. Caroline, 35K a month. This fatty, Jetta, making 25K. This girl who's a mixed race breed and she thinks she's real cute because all the models look like her. Jacinta, 53K a month. This is probably all lies, okay? Anyway, so there's all these boss bitches and they're showing how much money they're making. And a lot of people are going to celebrate this and go, isn't that great? Isn't women making money and being empowered great? And I'm going to tell you, no. No, it's not. And let me tell you why. We've got Jen. Jen is an Asian. So Jen is going to get some white dudes who've got a fetish for the rice. Okay? And Jen is going to have an inflated sense of self-worth because Jen now makes more money than most of the men who are going to be interested in her. And so Jen is going to think, I'm not going to date someone who's not at least like on my level. And Jen has no clue about how to even assess her level. She's assessing her level with how she would assess a man in her particular position. But she's not even attributing the same qualities to the man like her mid-level looks because in her mind she thinks she's gorgeous because all women think they're the most beautiful women and they have to believe that because otherwise they would die because they can't handle harsh realities because we've been protected from them by men. So Jen is going to continue to turn down men who are actually suitable for her because she does not perceive them as quality because they don't make enough money. Now, Jen has no clue that the money she's making is all fake and because our whole society's economy is bullshit, where you have human traffickers betting on shipping futures. I'm talking about Epstein. And has no idea how fake everything is and believes that her making the same amount of money as a man puts her in the same value as a man. And Jen has been led to this belief system because of feminism. Because feminism told her to do everything that men do so that she could be like a man. But feminism did not tell her that the way that women are assessed for value is completely different than the way men are assessed for value. And Jen knows it deep down inside, but she doesn't like it because she can't control that. Because women are assessed on physical beauty, which for the most part, we don't have control over other than keeping ourselves in good shape and putting some makeup on and looking nice, right? Which that's important. But the physical attributes you were given with, the racial attributes you were given with are completely out of control. And Jen doesn't like that. She thinks that's not fair. And if something's not fair, it shouldn't exist, and we should deny it. Too bad, Jen. That's the way the world works. And it may not be fair. I don't know what's supposed to be fair. I mean, animals have different strengths in the wild. They're not like yelling at God about it. They just got to figure out how to survive with what they got. But if you could face reality head on, you go, okay, I'm an Asian, so, you know, we're kind of indistinguishable from other people. But if I'm in the Asian community, we can notice each other, so I can compete there. I'm somewhat attractive. I've got a nice shape. But I've got to find a guy who wants me. And my value is going to be determined by the kind of men who want me and what they're willing to do to be with me. But not just, like, sleep with me. It's like, who are the guys who want to commit to me? Not who are the guys who want to sleep with me? It's easy. It doesn't give you an assessment. And then from there, you go, okay, I can pick from here. But Jen doesn't like that. Jen's watched a lot of movies where the girl who was ignored just turns out to be so beautiful. And the guy who missed her value just, like, falls madly in love with her and gives her everything she wants. And that's what she wants. And so Jen's going to end up miserable. And so, you know, the truth of the matter is I don't hate women. I actually have a lot of compassion for them. And I don't want to see them end up miserable, which is why I tell them the truth. People who hate you lie to you, and it doesn't matter that you're ending in a road of destruction. Now, you might think, okay, you're being too harsh. However, this is some important information that people need to understand, okay? And you can see I'm backed up, and there are some women who are getting it. Shout out to the women. By the way, ladies, by the way, you always want to be different than other girls. You always want to stand out. You want the guys to know you're, like, not like the other girls. You know how you can do that? Be racist. Be anti-Semitic. Hate other women. Say women aren't funny. Women shouldn't drive. You're going to see how many men are going to be like, well, this girl's not like the other girls. You know what I mean? But you're not willing to do that. You're not willing to do that. You think you're going to be, like, not like the other girls by sleeping with a bunch of guys and being really annoying and, like, drinking lattes all day, in which case you are just like the other girls. But anyway.
Money does the exact opposite thing to women that it does to men. And here's the paradox. We've convinced women to invest their most fertile years into the one thing that has never increased the number of children women have. Making more money. Economists tracked an entire country's record in Denmark using tax changes that raised people's pay for reasons that had nothing to do with wanting children. They found that when a man's pay went up, he had more children. When a woman's pay went up, she had fewer. Same money, opposite result. And this is Denmark. Free childcare, a year of paid leave. You know, the country everyone points to as proof that the right policy removes the cost of children for women. And it happened anyway. Now, there's a biological reason behind this, and it's 100,000 years old. For a man, more resources generally meant more children. More status, more mates, more provision, more offspring. No ceiling. For a woman, resources work differently. They could improve her children's chances of survival, but they could never buy her more time. Her body was the limiting factor. 9 months of pregnancy, then years of nursing. The richest woman in the tribe still had one baby at a time. Both sexes can keep increasing resources their entire life, but only one of them is working against a biological clock. Nobody explains this to women at 25. So if you know one, you should probably send this to her.
Yeah, and not to freak the women out, because I know what it's like. You're in your 20s, you're like freaking out. But it's like prioritize what's important, because the world is lying to you. Like, men have to do that because that's where they're getting their value from. But you're literally trading in your value. You already have your value. That's like the good news. Your value comes with you. It's like, I'm fertile. I can have kids. I'm a good woman. This is something you can actually improve, is improve your moral quality and character and become a more moral person by following God's law and order and becoming feminine and finding a man that you respect and then actually listening to him. I'm talking to myself. Sometimes I get a little disobedient. That's the ways you can actually increase your value. But making more money does not increase your value for men unless those men are trying to use you, in which case they're dirtbags and not men you want anyway. So you're literally trading in something that is valuable for something that isn't valuable at all. And that's why, like, the OnlyFans scam is such a satanic inversion, because women's value is in their purity, in their youth, in their fertility, and they're trading that in for dollars, which don't bring them what they actually want, which is love, a mate, and children. And before you say, I don't want children, shut up, because if you see a baby and you're like, oh my God, if you see a cat, if you see a kitten and you're like, oh my God, if you see a puppy, you're like, oh my God, you want kids. You're just lying to yourself, or you've been disillusioned. There may be a few women who really are just messed up in the brain, like Casey Anthony style, and they see a kid and they just like want to drown it or something. You don't have kids. That's not for you. Okay. But if there's any part of you that gets all, you like kids and you would want to have kids. Okay. You're just telling yourself you don't, so that in case it doesn't work out, you don't have to feel bad. You're going to feel bad anyway. Okay. So it's trading in the value you already have for something that society tells you is valuable, money, riches, you know, showing off, but it actually is not. And how do you know? Because it doesn't actually add to your happiness. Yeah, I mean, I will say that we're living in a bunch of lies. It's like, you know, when they made this movie, Helen, they made the Odyssey, right? And you guys are all seeing it, right? This is Helen of Troy. Helen of Troy, supposed to be the most beautiful woman in all of ancient Greece. Her face was so beautiful, it launched 1,000 ships to war. That was the line from Homer. And this is who they chose. And by the way, they didn't even make her look good. Like, I've seen times where they can make Lupita look kind of it doesn't matter what you do, she's still going to be an African, and it's not going to be the ancient Greek beauty that Homer was writing about, okay? Here's the thing. They revealed themselves. If they had just cast Lupita Nyong'o as Helen of Troy, the most beautiful woman, they could still have like a little bit of denial, because they could have a little bit of an argument, because they could say, oh, you're just saying that because she's black and you don't think black women are beautiful because you've been raised on European beauty standards, but you're a racist. They could still say that. But they f***ed up, because they cast this little midget, Ellen Page, as Achilles. And Achilles is supposed to be the most masculine, the fiercest fighter. The guy who just every fighter in ancient Greece was terrified of. He was such a good fighter, they started a myth about him as being half god, right? Being half of Zeus's kid. And they picked this, someone who looks like Gilbert Godfrey got shrunk in a ray, okay? So they revealed themselves, because there is no way that anybody believes that Ellen Page is the epitome of masculinity. So in doing that, they are revealing
how actually racist they are, because they're like, oh, Achilles, supposed to be the most masculine. Let's pick someone who is literally the opposite of that. They didn't even like pick like a strong woman, you know, like that Gina Carano or whatever. She's like a strong kind of butch woman. They didn't even pick a strong woman. They picked the most weakly looking, sickly figure. And they're like, because what they're doing is they're going, we're going to pick the opposite of what this is supposed to be, because we're satanic subverters and we want to shove this in your face because there's nothing you could do about it. So now they've revealed themselves because Helen of Troy is supposed to be the most beautiful woman in ancient Greece. And they're like, how do we pick the ugliest, least feminine representation? And they picked a woman because that's what they believe is the opposite of the most beautiful woman. So they are freaking lunatics. If you just think about it for 2 seconds, you can go, oh, yeah, they know what they're doing. They have no plausible deniability. And everybody who's repeating it, you're just a tool. You're a tool. You're afraid. You're a coward. And this is why the world sucks. Good night.